The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is. Chapter number 5, text number 21. Given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari. Recorded on October 24th, 2013, in Vilnius, Lithuania.
Om Namo Bhagavad Te Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate 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 Vasudevaya.
Vayasvaseshvasaktatma Vindatyatmaniyatsukam Sabrahma Yoga Yuktatma Sukam Akshayam Ashnute Bahyasparseshvasaktatma Vindat Yatmani Yatsukam Sabrahma Yoga Yuktatma Sukam Akshayam Ashnute. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Such a liberated person is not attracted to material sense pleasure, but is always in trance, enjoying the pleasure within. In this way, the self-realized person enjoys unlimited happiness, for he concentrates on the supreme purport. Sri Jamunacharya, a great devotee in Krishna consciousness, said, Yadavadi mamachaita Krishna padaravinde nava nava rasa damunyat jarantumasit tadavadi vatanari sangamesma yamane bhavati mukushushtu nishtivanamscha. Since I have been engaged in the transcendental loving service of Krishna, realizing ever new pleasure in him, whenever I think of sex pleasure, I spit at the thought, and my lips curl with distaste. A person in Brahma Yoga or Krishna consciousness is so absorbed in the loving service of the Lord that he loses his taste for material sense pleasure altogether. The highest pleasure in terms of matter is sex pleasure. The whole world is moving under its spell, and a materialist cannot work at all without this motivation. But a person engaged in Krishna consciousness can work with greater vigor without sex pleasure, which he avoids. And that is the test in spiritual realization. Spiritual realization and sex pleasure go ill together. A Krishna conscious person is not attracted to any kind of sense pleasure due to his being a liberated soul. So, this is an interesting definition here of a Krishna conscious person. A Krishna conscious person is a liberated soul, Prabhupada says. He has no interest in sex life. So you may think, well, how can someone get married then and have children and be a devotee? A devotee can do that. But he's not interested in sex for the sake of sex. He may engage in sex for producing Krishna conscious children. But sex for the sake of sex, he finds it disgusting. Why? And this verse describes very explicitly why. Such a liberated person is not attracted to material sense pleasure, but is always in trance, enjoying the pleasure within.
Mums nesakoma labai aiškiai, išvaduotų žmogaus nevilioja materialus jūsliniai malonumai, kodėl nes jis visada skendi transe.
In other words, his pleasure does not depend on the external situation.
Jo laimė nepriklauso nuo išorinių aplinkybių.
It can be summer.
Tai gali būti vasara.
It can be winter.
Gali būti žiema.
He can be young.
Jis gali būti jaunas.
He can be old.
Arba senas.
He can be healthy.
Gali būti sveikas.
He can be sick.
Arba ligotas.
He can be honored.
Gali šlovinti.
He can be dishonored.
Arba peikti.
It doesn't matter the external situation.
Išorinės aplinkybės jo visiškai neįtakoja.
Because happiness comes from within.
Nes jo laimė, jo džiaugsmas kyla iš vidaus.
What is that within?
O kas ten viduje?
I'm the eternal servant of Krishna.
Viduje yra, aš esu amžinas Krishnas tarnas.
All I have to do to be happy is to connect with Krishna.
Visa tai, ką
that's a...
tam, kad būčiau laimingas, vienintelis, ko te reikia, tai kad būti sąsoje su Krishna.
For such a person, Krishna is his constant companion.
Ir tokiam žmogui, Krishna, visuomet yra jo...
He is associating with Krishna at every minute.
Jis kiekvieną akimirką bendrauja su Krishna.
In the form of his name.
Jo vardo pavidalu.
In the form of his fame.
Jo šlovės skleidimo.
In the form of his qualities.
Jo savybių pavidalu.
His entourage.
Jo aplinkos pavidalu.
His paraphernalia.
Jo parafernalijos pavidalu.
His pastimes.
Arba pasakojimo apie jo žinias.
His teachings.
Jo
mokymo, etc.
Ir taip toliau.
So the devotee, he is never separated from Krishna.
Taigi, bhaktas niekada nėra atskirtas nuo Krishna.
From the moment he wakes up in the morning to the moment he goes to sleep at night, he is always connecting with Krishna.
Nuo pat tos akimirkos, kai praplėšia akis ryte iki pat kai eina miegoti vakare, jis visą laiką susijęs su Krishna.
And then in his sleep he is also connecting with Krishna.
Ir dėl to, kai jis įmiega, jis irgi visą laiką susijęs su Krishna.
So we need to become like this.
Yes. Ir mes turime tokiais tapti.
Now we are neophytes.
Na, dabar mes pradedantieji.
We are struggling with so many material desires whirling around in our hearts.
Tiek daug materialių troškimų burbuliuoja mūsų širdyse.
So we have to rise beyond these platforms, this platform of material desires.
Taigi reikia pakilti virš to materialių troškimų lygio.
By connecting with Krishna.
Ir kaip tai galima padaryti, susijęs.
More solidly. More solidly.
Tvirčiau susijęs.
More enthusiastically.
Dar labiau entuziastingai.
More sincerely.
Dar nuoširdžiau tai daro.
In other words, don't ever be satisfied that you're Krishna conscious enough.
Kitaip sakant, niekada negalvokit, kad na, jūs jau pakankamai įsisąmoninti.
Always feel, I am not Krishna conscious enough.
Visuomet galvokit, aš dar nepakankamai įsisąmoninti Krishna.
I have to become more Krishna conscious.
Turėčiau pasiekti aukštesnį Krishna sąmonę.
And more Krishna conscious.
Dar aukštesnį Krishna
sąmonę. And more Krishna conscious.
Ir dar aukštesnį Krishna sąmonę.
In this way, always improving.
Ir tokiu būdu visą laiką tobulėti.
Never complacent.
Niekada neapsnūskite.
That now I'm advanced.
Na, va, dabar aš jau pažengęs.
Actually, if you're thinking now I'm advanced, you are advanced. If you're thinking you're advanced, you are advanced in essence.
Jeigu jūs galvojate, kad jūs pažengęs, taip, jūs pažengęs, tik tai pažengęs kitoje srityje.
Because one who is actually advancing in Krishna consciousness.
Nes tas, kuris iš tikrųjų yra pažengęs Krishna sąmonėje.
The more he advances.
Kuo daugiau jisai pažengęs.
The more he feels I am very, very, very fallen soul.
Tuo daugiau jisai galvoja apie save, kad jis vis labiau, labiau puolis.
In other words, the more you feel that you're fallen.
Kitaip sakant, kuo labiau jūs jaučiatės save labiau puolus.
That is your advancement.
Tai reiškia, kad jūs iš tikrųjų pažengęs.
And the more you think you're advanced.
Ir kuo daugiau išsipūtęs.
That is your fallen position.
Tuo daugiau jisai puolis.
So we have to become humble devotees.
Taigi, turime būti nuolankūs bhaktai.
Not proud, puffed up devotees.
O ne pasipūtėliai bhaktai.
This is like one brahmachari, I remember, he told me.
Kaip kartą vienas brahmacharis prisimenu pasakė man.
He said, they just call me the Paramahamsa Brahmachari.
Mane vadina Paramahamsa Brahmachari.
And before long he left the movement, you see. Our Paramahamsa Brahmachari, he's long gone, you see.
Ir neilgai trukus jisai pasitraukė iš judėjimo.
So just be a humble servant of the devotees, you see.
Taigi, būkite tiesiog nuolankus bhaktų tarnai.
Just be the humble servant of your spiritual master.
Būkite tiesiog nuolankus savo dvasiniam mokytojui.
Just be the humble servant of Srila Prabhupada.
Būkite nuolankus Srilos Prabhupados tarnai.
In this way, your position is very solid, you see.
Ir tada jūsų padėtis bus labai tvirta.
We don't need big, big positions.
Čia
We need to become the humble servants of the servants of the servants of the servants of the servants. That's how we'll become happy. It's better to be a wise man than to be a praised man. Because wisdom is more precious than fame. Transcendental knowledge is the greatest asset. Because it's this doorway to prema bhakti. So by studying these books very carefully as Srila Prabhupada, we become very, very fixed in transcendental knowledge. And then by applying this transcendental knowledge, we enter into the realm of pure Krishna bhakti, which is the greatest treasure. Krishna, Rupa Goswami describes Krishna bhakti rasa bhavita mati kriyatam yadi katopalabhyate tattala yang apimuya mekalam janmakoti sirkritayana labhyate. He says pure devotional service in Krishna consciousness cannot be had. Even if one executes pious activities for hundreds and millions of lives, it can be attained only by paying one price. The intense greed to obtain it. If it is available somewhere, one must purchase it without delay. So, you see, you had that eagerness, that's the purchasing price. If you have an enthusiasm to become fixed in Krishna bhakti, that eagerness, that enthusiasm is the transcendental currency with which you can purchase it. Therefore, never give up your enthusiasm for Krishna bhakti in any situation. When I was a young devotee, I got a special blessing from Prabhupada. I wrote him an enthusiastic letter. And he wrote me back. He said, I can see that you are a very sincere, enthusiastic boy. Very eager to spread this Krishna consciousness movement. He ordered me, he said, now continue enthusiastically as you were doing and surely Krishna will bless you.
Ir entuziastingai tęs toliau tai, ką darai, ir Krishna be abejonės suteiks tau savo palaiminimą.
So, when your guru gives you an order, is that some optional thing?
Jeigu guru duoda jums nurodymą, ar čia jūs galite dar paskui kažką svarstyti?
You can take it or leave it?
Ar galite maždaug išgirdę tai paimti?
Should I obey Guru Maharaj or should not? Is there any question?
Svarstyti, turėčiau klausyti mokytojų ar neklausyti?
No. When Guru gives order, that's it. You have to do it. There's no question of if.
Jeigu guru duoda nurodymą, jokio klausimo jeigu.
Or maybe.
Jūs privalote.
You have to do it.
Jūs privalote.
If you don't do it, it's worse than suicide.
Jeigu jūs to nedarote, tai blogiau už savižudybę.
So Prabhupada ordered me, always be enthusiastic.
Prabhupada davė nurodymą, kad turiu būti entuziastingas.
And he gave me a boon along with the order.
Ir kartu su nurodymu davė palaiminimą.
That if you do this, Krishna will bless you.
Kad jeigu tai darysi, Krishna suteiks tau savo palaiminimą.
Well, I did. I tried it.
Na, aš stengiausi.
And Prabhupada was right.
Ir Prabhupada buvo teisus.
And what is the blessing?
Ir koks yra palaiminimas?
You all are a blessing for me.
Jūs visi man kaip palaiminimas.
I have your sangha.
Aš turiu jūsų bendriją.
This is a great blessing. I have your sangha.
Tai puikus palaiminimas, kurį aš gavau.
Because I didn't give up my enthusiasm for Krishna Ganesha, I'm here in this room with all of you wonderful devotees here tonight. And I know that if I continue being enthusiastic, I'm going to get blessing after blessing after blessing after blessing for all of eternity. Even the moment of death will be a blessing. Sometimes death seems pretty scary. It's frightening. Sometimes death seems very frightening. But I just saw one of my disciples die, basically. It was a very enlightening experience. Actually, I didn't see her at the moment she left her body. She was on her way to Vrindavan on the train. Her name was Lalita Devi Dasi. She had been diagnosed with terminal cancer. She only had a few days left to live. So instead of sitting in some hospital, she decided, I want to go to Vrindavan. So she was coming on the train from Mumbai to Mathura station. And just as the train actually, and I was told, when the train entered Braj Mandal, devotees were surrounding her with the kirtan and she left her body.
Ir man pasakojo, kad kai traukinys įvažiavo į Vraja Mandalos teritoriją, bakti aplinkui tuo metu dainavo ir nepaliko.
So they brought her body down to the Jamuna. They made a cremation place with all the wood.
Taigi jos kūną nunešė prie Jamunos, surengė kremaciją.
And they cremated her body there on the bank of the Jamuna.
Ir sudegino jos kūną Jamunos pakrantėje.
But the amazing thing was the smile on her face.
Bet visų nuostabiausia buvo tai šypsena jos veide.
Her body, she left behind a wonderful, serene smile on her face. I took a picture of it. It was amazing.
Aš iš tikrųjų netgi nufotografavau, kad jos kūne.
I mean, just blissful like.
Jos lūpose.
You know, just the most blissful, like wonderful.
Tai buvo toks įspūdis, kad mirtis nebuvo kažkas baisaus.
It was a moment of great joy for her when she left her body, you see.
Buvo panašu, kad tą akimirką, kai paliko kūną, tai buvo didžiausia džiaugsmo akimirka.
So it was a very enlightening experience for me to see that how she left her body in Krishna consciousness. Not that it was like being terrorized by some horrible experience, you know. But she was excited and happy. Oh, I'm going to Vrindavan. My Guru Maharaj is there waiting for me. I'm going to Vrindavan. I'm on the way to Vrindavan. And then the kirtan, and then boom.
Ir nes jinai buvo labai įsikvėpusi, jinai galvoja, aš keliauju į Vrindavaną, Guru Maharajas tenai, bakti aplinkui dainuoja kirtaną, jinai labai įsikvėpusi buvo.
So all we have to do is, you know, take our pleasure from our connection from Krishna, our relationship with Krishna.
Taigi vienintelis, ko tai reikia atrasti džiaugsmą mūsų santykiai su Krishna.
And then in every situation in life, no matter where you are, no matter who you are, no matter what you're going through, if you keep that connection with Krishna, you're always going to be blissful.
Ir dėl to, kas jūs bebūtumėt, ką bedarytumėt, kokioje vietoje bebūtumėt, jeigu jūs visada
you'll be fixed in transcendental knowledge.
Krishna, jūs visada būsite džiaugsmingas, jeigu visada
and you'll feel love and compassion for all living beings.
Jeigu visuomet būsite turėsite transcendentinį žinojimą, turėsite meilę, gailestį sąlygotam sielom.
So, now I can ask if there's any questions.
Dabar paklausime, ar kas nors turėtų kokį klausimą.
Aš tai galėsiu išvesti, bet tik tai mikrofoną.
Kaip pakeisti seksualinę energiją kitą aukštesnę?
Aukštesnę ką turime?
Turbūt
jau
aukštesnės psichologinės centrus, jau aukštesnės sąmonės lygmenį.
How to transform sexual energy to higher status of energy, like
how to transform sexual energy. I remember when Brahmachari asked Prabhupada this question. Prabhupada, how can I channel my sexual? And Prabhupada said, get married. Because actually we have no interest. We're not interested in sexual energy. We're interested in bhakti shakti, not maitun shakti. We're interested in Krishna's sex life, not our sex life. Instead of thinking, oh, I just have to enjoy a woman. No. We think, let me just relish how Krishna is enjoying a woman. If you can just relish how Krishna is enjoying the most beautiful woman, you see.
Jeigu jūs sugebėsite atrasti džiaugsmą klausydamiesi apie tai, kaip Krishna džiaugiasi pačių nuostabiausių moterų draugų.
Then you'll be satisfied even without enjoying yourself enjoying a beautiful woman.
Tai tuomet net jeigu jūs pats nesidžiaugsite su moterimi, jūsų tai niekiek.
You see, constitutionally we are prakriti, we are not purusha.
Nes iš prigimties mes esam prakriti, mes nesame.
We are enjoyed, we are not enjoyers.
Mes iš tikrųjų tie, kuriais mėgaujasi, o ne tie, kurie mėgaujasi.
Sex desire means we are trying to be enjoyers instead of the enjoyed.
Nes seksas tai reiškia, kad mes stengiamės būti besimėgaujančiais, o ne tais, kuriais mėgaujasi.
That is an artificial position.
Ir tai yra nenatūrali padėtis.
Just like a fish, is he naturally situated in the water or on the land?
Kaip pavyzdžiui žuvis, kur jai natūralu, būti vandenį ar būti žemėje?
His natural position is in the water.
Jos natūrali padėtis būti vandenyje.
So if we try to enjoy sex, it's like trying to a fish like trying to enjoy being on the land. It's artificial.
Ir jeigu mes stengiamės atrasti malonumą sekse, tai čia lygiai tas pats kaip žuvis stengiasi atrasti džiaugsmą būdamas sausumoje.
The whole idea is being in the mood of service, not in the mood of sex.
Taigi visa esmė visą laiką išlaikyti tarnystės nuotaiką, o nebuvoti apie
sex. You have sex, use it in the service of Krishna by producing saintly children.
O jeigu jūs jau nuo, kaip sakant, užsiimate seksu, tai darykite tai tam, kad atsirastų Krishna įsisąmoninę vaikai.
So either use sex for having saintly children,
taigi arba naudojate seksą tam, kad atsirastų šventi vaikai.
Or give it up. That is the actual position.
O tokia tikra padėtis.
Of course, in another sense,
aišku, kita vertus.
What is sex life?
Iš tikrųjų, kas yra lytinis gyvenimas?
You're impregnating a woman, right?
Jūs apvaisinate moterį.
So another type, the greater sex pleasure is actually to, instead of injecting semen into a woman to make her pregnant.
Taigi, aukščiausias lytinis malonumas vietoj to, kad apvaisinti moterį savo sėklą.
Inject Krishna bhakti into the hearts of all living entities to make them Krishna conscious.
Įliekite Krishna bhakti į visų sąlygotų sielų širdis ir padarykite jas bhaktais.
So that is the greatest sex pleasure in one.
O tai yra didžiausias lytinis malonumas.
Make the whole world pregnant.
Padarykite visą pasaulį vaisingai.
Why make one woman pregnant? Make the whole world pregnant.
Kam čia apsiriboti vienos moters apvaisinimą? Apvaisinkite
by preaching, distributing books, Harinam, festivals, prasad, just flood the world with Krishna bhakti. That's the ultimate sex pleasure.
Užliekite visą pasaulį Krishna bhakti, platinkite knygas, darykite Harinamą, darykite festivalus.
Make everybody pregnant.
Visus apvaisinkite
with Krishna consciousness.
Krishna samanė, Krishna bhakti.
That's the ultimate sex pleasure.
Vat tai aukščiausio lygio lytinis malonumas. Priimu!
Okay, so now let's see if I can read this. Okay. What are my real responsibilities? Your real responsibility is one thing, surrender to Krishna. That's all. You have one responsibility and one responsibility only, and that is you must fully surrender to Krishna.
Kokia mano tikroji atsakomybė pareiga? Jūsų vienintelė tikroji ir svarbiausia pareiga yra atsiduoti Krishna.
How not to be misguided by my own mental speculations.
Kaip nepasiduoti mano protiniams išvedžiojimams.
Follow the instructions of Guru, Shastra and sadhus.
Sekite guru, sadhu ir shastras nurodymus.
Tell your mind to go jump in the Ganges.
Pasakykite savo protui, niurkas į Gangą.
And you follow guru, sadhus and shastra, and then you will be misguided.
O aš seksiu guru, sadhu ir shastra.
How to overcome fear, indolence, attachments, ignorance, and maya. If you fill your heart with love of Krishna, that amazing person who has blooming eyes like lotus petals, whose two hands are adorned with flute and jeweled ornaments,
ir kurio rankos papuoštos fleita ir brangakmenys,
who is the original progenitor,
kuris yra pirminis kūrėjas,
who was tending the cows and abodes built with spiritual gems,
kuris gano karvutes transcendentinėse buveinėse, kurios irgi nusėtos brangakmenys.
If you will absorb yourself, become a fan of Krishna,
ir jeigu tapsite Krishnos fanu,
it's like people become fans of movie stars and rock and roll stars, you see. When I remember when I was in high school, the Beatles just first hit the big time. All the girls in the whole school were Beatles. Every girl in the whole school was a Beatles fan.
Ir visos merginos kotežė jos pamišusios buvo.
I remember coming home from school, sitting on the bus, hearing that all the girls talking to each other, you know, and they'd say, which one do you like? I like George the best. No, I like John the best. All we were talking about, it was all Beatle guitar, you see.
Aš važiavau autobusu iš mokyklos, tai visos merginos kalbėjosi, nu, kuris tau labiausiai patinka? Man George'as, man John'as.
So,
you
become a Krishna fan.
Taigi, tapkite Krishnos fanatiku.
Oh, I like this pastime the best.
Oh, man šitas Krishna žaidimas labiausiai.
When he subdues the Kaliya serpent.
Kai jisai sutramdo Kaliya gyvatę.
I like the Agasura pastime.
Man labiausiai patinka Agasuras lyva.
I like Rasalila the best.
Man patinka pasakojimas.
And this way, get into Krishna.
Ir tokiu būdu susižavėkite Krishna.
How he's standing on the bank of the Jamuna.
Kaip jisai stovi Jamunas pakrantėje.
In the beautiful moonlit night of the Sharad season.
Nuostabėjame Sharad sezono metu, kai mėnulis užliejęs.
Playing the fifth note on his flute.
Savo fleita grodamas penktąją natą.
And attracting all the gopis to dance with him.
Tokiu būdu spiliodamas visas gopis šokti su juo.
You just got to fill your heart with Krishna and all this crud will just go away, you see. How to realize my real self as a spiritual being, not just theoretically. You have to surrender yourself at the lotus feet of the bona fide spiritual master. And you have to accept his orders as your very life and soul. Until you do that, surrender is only theoretical. When you accept a spiritual master and you follow him as your eternal Lord and Master, now it's practical, it's realized. So, any other questions? How to become obedient? We are already obedient. But we're obeying the wrong master. The present moment we're obeying our minds very nicely. Whatever whimsical nonsense idea the mind has, we obey it very nicely. So you're already obedient. But you have to change, you have to switch masters now, that's all. Instead of being obedient to your mind,
Vietoj to, kad būti paklusniai protui,
now you have to become obedient to Krishna.
Turite būti paklusniai Krishnai.
And then your obedience is perfect.
Ir tada jūsų paklusnumas taps tobulas.
Read the Bhagavad Gita very carefully.
Labai atidžiai studijuokite Bhagavad Gita.
Understand what Krishna is saying.
Stengite suprasti, ką Krishna sako.
And then do them.
Ir tiesiog darykite.
It's a very simple thing.
Viskas iš tikrųjų labai paprasta.
Have you read Bhagavad Gita?
Ar jau perskaitėte Bhagavad Gita?
So now you, do you have a copy of it?
Ar turite Bhagavad Gita?
Okay. So now your assignment is, I'm giving you an assignment.
Dabar duodu jums nurodymą.
My instruction is you must read the entire Bhagavad Gita cover to cover.
Turite perskaityti nuo viršelio iki viršelio.
And see exactly what it is that Krishna wants you to do.
Ir išsiaiškinti, ką iš tikrųjų Krishna nori, kad jūs padarytų.
And then do exactly what Krishna says.
Ir darykite betarpiškai tai, ką Krishna sako.
That will make you perfect.
Ir tai padarys jūs tobulą.
Any other questions?
Dar klausimai, ar kas nors turite?
Okay. We thank you all very much for your wonderful association. It's always a special treat to come here to be with you all. And we thank you for being here. Especially the Dal Govind. Where is our Shamananda? Is he in Vrindavan now? Please give him my obeisances when you see him. Yeah. Thank you very much. Achila Bhai. Hare Krishna.
Is Grisha Masakachandasa Dihari Maharaj Ki?
Jai!